Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting third, the left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth, the catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second, the right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting third, the center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh, the catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Powell moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Virals reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Virals moves to third. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Virals scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick takes first base on ball four. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field. Hall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hall. Warwick goes all the way around to score. Brown moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Orioles, 1, Twins, 1. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Verhals hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Killebrew tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Mincher moves to third. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-1 in the game. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Adair fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Brown reaches second base with a double. Sam Bowens pinch hits for Milt Pappas. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva, who is chasing the ball. Aparicio reaches third base with a triple. Brown scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher juggles the ball. That's an error on Mincher. Aparicio scores. It's Orioles, 3, Twins, 3. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brandt moves to second. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Norm Seaburn pinch hits for Bob Johnson. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Brandt moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Gary Roggenberg now pitching. Kurt Palfari pinch hits for Carl Warwick. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari takes first base on ball 4. Brandt scores. Robinson moves to third. Seaburn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Orioles. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Als fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Norm Seaburn now playing first base. Kurt Palfari now playing right field. Jim Palmer now pitching. Gary Roggenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roggenberg takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Ver Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Als is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ver Als hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Ver Als reaches second base with a double. Roggenberg moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva strikes out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Roggenberg scores. 2 outs. It's Orioles, 4, Twins, 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Nosek now playing center field. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Mincher reaches second base with a double. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 2 in the game. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 3 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Nosek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino pinch hits for Gary Roggenberg. Sandy Valdespino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdespino hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Plyce now pitching. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Seaburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Palfari bunts towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Quilici covering, for the out. Seaburn moves to second. One out. Al Worthington now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up towards short. Verall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mincher strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Killebrew moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Batty reaches second base with a double. Killebrew scores. Allison goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Twins. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-3 in the game. Quilici strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing third base. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Jim Palmer. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-4 in the game. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Dick Stigman now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-6, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaburn hits a pop-up towards short. Verall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing center field. Stu Miller now pitching. Boog Powell now playing first base. Jackie Brandt now playing left field. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Haddix now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-4 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0-for-1 in the game. Nasek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.